Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone, go to the Devil Radio website, download the Devil Radio app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go, listen to your favorite shows. You can do it, just Alexa, download Devil Radio. Alexa, play Devil Radio. Got to give both commands. And there you go. Or go to the Google Apple Store and download it. I'll tell you what. You can listen 24-7. And in response to requests from many, we have a link on our website. Support Devil Radio. Many of you have said, I'd like to support Devil Radio. Don't know how to do it. Well, this lists every way you can do it. You can advertise if you're a small business or a candidate in a crowded primary. A lot of ways you can do it, but go to the Devil Radio app. Okay, we're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, I'm watching some of this coverage of 9/11 and people rehashing it. And the guy that actually whispered in W's ear and told him what happened when he was reading the kids the book, he was saying how he never once did he have a look on his face where the kids, you know, were in any fear of anything or this or that. To me, maybe not the kids. But I, in seeing it a second time, Matt, the guy looked like a deer in headlights, A. And about the only thing I can say about him is they're talking about the country being brought close together after it happened. That was then. This is now. I think a lot of what's happened since then is where we are now, him with two unnecessary wars. You know, Reagan had one thing right about him. I remember reading this. He was hanging around the White House when his dad was VP. And apparently Reagan said to the staff, he said, find that ne'er-do-well son of his something to do. And unfortunately, I guess that's what fostered his interest in politics, being around the White House and around his dad and Reagan. But, you know, insofar as being close now, those two wars have torn us apart.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Dick. The anniversary of 9/11 is tomorrow. I personally think that we have not reacted in a healthy way. It should have been a far more forceful way. Here's the deal. About 3,000 people got killed. It was very sadistic what they did, because some of these people were forced to jump from the top because the flames got too hot and jumped to their death. The Saudi government was in on it. Some of the 19 hijackers, all but a couple of them were from Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabian ambassador had the phone number of one of the hijackers in his pocket. Bush didn't let the FBI interview Osama bin Laden's relatives. There were about 50 of them in the United States. He flew them out. And he did that, in my view, largely because he didn't want to continue the kind of the general outrage that Saudi Arabia, because a lot of people have investments in Saudi Arabia. I mean, one way to have handled it would be to bomb Saudi Arabia for doing that right away. Bomb them. They don't do that to the United States. The reason not to do that is Saudi Arabia is a counterweight in the Middle East to Iran, and we have a lot of pressure on them. And so it's probably not our interest to bomb them. But what do you do? Well, what Trump does is, he holds a press conference and says Islam is a religion of peace. Well, that's not true at all. Islam means submission in Arabic, and the word does, and jihad means struggle. There's a cultural imperative to forcibly convert or exterminate the host population. We have got to, but the way we've so-called commemorated this for 20 years has been everybody, you know, it's sort of like a victim thing. Well, you know something? We should have been a lot tougher on jihad a lot earlier in immigration and militarily and everything else. But it is what it is. We're here now. And the people that, especially the firefighters that ran to their deaths to help people, the police officers, the first responders, have to be commemorated. They are heroes. The people that lost their lives have to be commemorated. But we shouldn't forget what did it. And what did it was jihad. Okay, pure and simple. So let's get a lot of the sugary pussyfooting away and keep that in mind. The 20th anniversary is tomorrow, September 11, 2001. I remember it very, very well. And frankly, we have thwarted major attacks on the United States since. However, there have been a lot of attacks. You have 9/11, the bombing at the Boston Marathon, Orlando, San Bernardino, Fort Hood, Chattanooga, Chelsea, Ohio State, the Manhattan Bike Path murders, all jihadist attacks on the United States. They just didn't result in as dramatic murders as that. But the cultural imperative of jihad is the extermination or forced conversion of the host population. It's very simple. And if people don't understand that and have read no history going back to the 7th century, then they're doomed to repeat it. Very, very few people talk as plainly as I do. Thanks for calling in, Dick. Okay, there is an event that happened in Maryland that I strongly disagree with, a jail sentence. I think it's too lenient. Describe what it is. There is a Republican congressman in Maryland. I think he's the only one left in Maryland, named Andy Harris. I don't particularly like Andy Harris. I don't agree with him. And Andy Harris is a Trumper. And Andy Harris is a liar and says he adopted the big lie, said that Trump was defrauded in the election. He does not deserve to be in the House. However, a man called in death threats against him, a man named Siddhartha Kumar Mathur. Death threats. My position, my belief, is that you call in death threats to any congressman, Democrat or Republican, or any senator or any president, Democrat or Republican, any election commissioner, they call him into Dr. Fauci. They call him into the election commissioner and the secretary of state in Georgia, who refused to forge ballots when Trump asked them to. The people who call in death threats, which starts a level of violence in this country, spiral of violence and intimidation, must go to prison. They must go to prison. It's punishable by at least 5 years. I think 3 to 5 years, they've got to go to prison. They've got to come out as jailbirds. There's got to be a stigma. Because Andy Harris testified, his wife and kids are terrified. They won't leave the house. They won't leave the house. And I do not care what the cultural understanding of Siddhartha Kumar Mathur is. And most of these people who call them threats are right-wing, native-born Americans, right-wing QAnon nuts who do it. That's the cold reality. I don't care if they're on the left or the right. They've got to go to prison. Prison, period. End of prison. Well, what did the judge do? And, you know, Siddhartha Kumar Mathur didn't even show a lot of remorse. He just said he hoped he'd be an instrument to bring people together. It's absolute BS. Did he get prison? Did the judge in Maryland stand tall and said, you're not pulling that 5 years or 3 years? No. What he got is 8 weekends in jail. 8 weekends. He goes, they spring him, he has to go into the jail Friday night and they spring him Sunday night. He has to go to jail for 8 weekends. And after that, he has 8 months home confinement. He has to promise to stay in his home. Well, that's terrible. Wife cook him some nice meals, watch some football, have himself a good time. And then he has intimidated a congressman and scared the congressman's wife and kids so they won't leave the house. And he hasn't even said he's sorry. He simply said he'd like to be an instrument to bring people together, a clear lie. I don't know if he can be deported. If he can, I hope he is. But that is a ridiculous sentence. He should have gotten jail time. And frankly, the native-born right-wing QAnon nuts who are the most of the people who do it, who went after Fauci, who went after the election commissioners in Michigan, go after Secretary of States in Arizona, in Michigan, elsewhere, Georgia, should go to prison too. And to make sure there's no bias, they should all get the same jail time for a death threat like that. And I think it should be 5 years. You come out after 5 years, and you've been in prison for 5 years. What's the difference between a prison and a jail? Jail, like a county jail, you're not supposed to go to for more than a year. And frequently you go Huber. You go Huber, they let you out to work, and then you go at night. This idiot, Siddhartha Kumar Mathur, is just going for 8 weekends and then 8 months home confinement for intimidating a congressman. That's wrong. That's very, very wrong. I don't care how bad the congressman is. That's just plain wrong. Plain wrong. But if you go to confinement for more than a year, it's a prison. You go to a prison. They have different resources for it, different security and all of that. These people should get 5 years. No more threats against Fauci. No more threats against secretaries of state in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan. And no more threats against Republican congressmen like Andy Harris and his family. It drives people out of public service. It intimidates them. That's what they do in other countries. That's what they do in Russia. That's what they do in Asia. That's what they do in Africa. They're not going to do it here. They're not going to do it here. That judge should be removed. If they can appeal sentences, in Maryland, not certain whether this was federal or state. If it was federal, the chief judge there has got to yank this guy off of cases that have anything to do with national security. It's disgusting, a disgusting sentence, 8 weekends in jail and 8 months home confinement for terrorizing a congressman. 5 years in prison, it should be 5 years in prison all over the place. And I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's right wing, left wing. I don't care if it's a congressman you think is good or I think is good or I don't think is good or Secretary of State. South Carolina Supreme Court, for instance, just overturned a school mask mandate. I think that's disgusting, but anybody that threatened them from the left, I would send to prison. And anybody that threatens the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia, who stood tall and wouldn't forge votes for Trump, should go to prison for 5 years. Coming up on a break, the lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get right back to you right after the break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.